Julia.
Thank you. This might be a little, well, no, it's not tangential. So in the Vajrayana tradition, there are certain practices, and one of them, you know, you visualize this column of light in the middle of you, and then there's this sort of circular opening, and you go out the top of your head, and you're supposed to practice before you die, you know, having the mind all peaceful and being one with the clear light, and then going out through the top of your head and merging, you know, with all. And so I'm wondering if there's any sort of related practice in this tradition or any complement to it. Just wondering, like, because they practice before whatever happens happens, practitioners.
Yeah, in terms of, there's not the same kind of, I mean, that's one of the strengths of the Vajrayana, is that they've got many specific practices that they do. In the Theravada, there tends to be, say, less specific, but the certainly that cultivation of establishing the mind peacefully, establishing a mind in awareness and being able to rest in awareness is your fundamental home ground. And there's a really lovely talk that Ajahn Chah gave to an elderly woman who was approaching death. And the title of the talk is Our Real Home, and that the reference is that our real home being our kind of awareness and the quality of knowing clearly. Mm-hmm. And that's the establishing that home base.